Good evening, everyone. Welcome to this Monday evening success team call. My name is Jim Tanner, dialing in from my home in the Boston, Massachusetts area. Thanks, everybody, for joining us on the call. Here live, we just wrapped up a roll call. We're hearing from folks across the United States. And as I'm talking to you, I'm watching the panel, and it's continuing to grow. People are joining the call. So welcome, all of you that are joining us here live. Welcome to those of you that are listening to this as a playback in our back office. Special thanks to those of you that have shared this with a friend, someone that's evaluating the opportunity to join our organization and join this incredible opportunity here with Legal Shield. Folks, we have a loaded call for you this evening. It would be totally appropriate for you to be texting members of your team. Make sure that they are on the call live. Again, I'm just watching the panel is just exploding with people. So great job getting everybody on the call, but make sure your team is on the call because we've got a loaded call for you. We're going to give you a lot of content in a little bit of time. We're going to talk about the incentives. Of course, big news. Everybody's been talking all day here, July 1st. It's the beginning of the second half of 2019. It's the beginning of a new month, and it's the beginning of a new week. We got incentives, but we also have to talk about the work that has been done recently, so that people are having so much success because June was an incredible month, and people are laying a foundation for a phenomenal year 2019. And I've been talking to folks that are going to have the second half even better than the first half, as incredible as that seems. So I'm going to be giving you some information and some insights from the people that know this world the best and are having success. I'm going to start by going to the state of Florida to a gentleman that you've heard from on this call before. Mr. James Paris is going to be joining us. And I asked James to come on the call because, as many of you know, James and I are in a team together, so I can see some of the activities that were going on. And I saw some activity today, and so I had to ask him. I said, what's going on? And he gave me the secrets to what he's been doing recently. So I said, well, I know this is short notice, James, but if you could share this with the team, I think everybody would be excited to be able to put this into action. Not everybody is going to use this information that James is going to offer you today, but some of you will, and you'll have equal success. So have pen and paper ready, and we're going to be joined now again from Florida, Mr. James Paris. James?
Yes. Hey everybody, how's it going? So I about a month and a half, maybe 2 months ago, I joined, it's a networking group. It's called BNI. It's Business Network International. And they're all over the country. They're actually all, it's a worldwide organization. There's a couple hundred thousand members in the networking group. And it's a little different than like the, you know, maybe your local chamber of commerce in the respect that you pay a little bit more to become a member. However, weekly activity is required on your part. Our chapter meets on Thursday morning. It's at 7 o'clock in the morning. It's an hour and about an hour and 45 minutes typically runs. You're only allowed to miss three absences in a rolling six-month period. But the thing that sets BNI apart is that there are one-to-ones that are required from each member. And so what that is you meet with another member in the chapter, and you meet for an hour. So you talk about your business for 30 minutes, and you talk about their business for 30 minutes. Another unique feature of BNI is that there's only one seat per category or per profession. So for instance, there's only one window washer. There's only, you know, one residential real estate person. There's another commercial real estate person. There's, one personal banker, but there's also a commercial banker. I have the identity theft seat. And I took that seat because we have five attorneys in our chapter. So with five attorneys, going in with the legal services seat really wasn't an option for me. And so I did the identity theft seat. So I represent ID Shield, and it's something that people are really intrigued by because, it's on a regular basis that we hear, some type of data breach, whether it's, affecting, a few hundred thousand or possibly a few million people. So people ask a lot of questions. And in that weekly meeting that we have, everybody gets 25 seconds to stand up and you kind of give your little spiel. And so one nice thing about meeting with the group is we have specific asks that we can say, I'm looking for the decision maker or the owner of, such and such business. and we have 90 members in our chapter. They range anywhere from 30 to 90. I think we're one of the largest chapters in the country. But there's a chance that, you know, a really good chance that somebody knows somebody in that company or even knows the decision maker that you're looking for. My memberships that I had today were actually members in our chapter. I had mentioned something about traveling in my 25 seconds today. I said, you know, if you're you know, traveling for business, or if you're doing a lot of traveling, you know, for personal time, you expose a lot of your information. And because of that, you want to have some protection in place and you want to monitor that. And then something does happen, you know, our service is set apart because we have our licensed private investigators that go to work on your behalf. And so that resonated with a few members today. And they came up to me and they're just like, hey, you know what, we want to sign up. And then last week I had a dojo owner, the largest dojo karate facility in Gainesville, and they've got some instructors and they want to fringe benefit the identity theft for all their instructors because they're younger and the kids just don't realize the importance of having that. So the owner came to me last week and said, you know, we want to get on board with that. So I've got a meeting set up with them to get them onboarded for their instructors. But yeah, so it's nice because, you know, I'm an introverted person, and so for me to go out and actually talk to somebody, it's just not my nature. It's not something I feel comfortable with. But with BNI, because it's required of your membership to go and actually speak with each individual member, you know, and it's nice to have people to refer to. Like I had a college friend of mine that was looking for a financial planner, and we have somebody in our chapter that does that because I met with him. He was a Coast Guard officer. You know, I felt after talking to him for an hour, I felt really comfortable in referring him to, you know, a college, you know, an old college friend of mine. And so it's nice to have that, you know, that referral relationship. And our chapter has passed $8.6 million in the last 12 months. So from July of last year to June of this year, $8.6 million has been thank you for close the business. And that's someone referring you know, one of their family members or somebody they know to somebody in the chapter. And so it's kind of a nice feature. So, but yeah, if you're introverted and you just don't know how to network with people, looking up a BNI chapter in your area, and like I said, they're all over the country, it might be a good idea for you to take a look at that. So, all right, I appreciate the time on the call. So,
James, thank you so much. We appreciate those tips. And I know that since you're so easy to find on social media, if anybody has any follow-up questions, they will hunt you down. So I appreciate jumping on and helping us out today. And congratulations on that success and the coming success. And listen, at the end of the day, you heard James Parrish talk about BNI. What's he doing? He's educating people that what we do exists. You know, they don't know that. They go to their BNI meeting, they don't know what their real risk is when it comes to identity theft. They don't really know what their exposure is, and they don't understand. And a lot of those folks suffer from a misunderstanding or a complacency. They think, listen, especially the professionals in a group like a BNI group, I'm telling you, I know a lot of professional people that think because their friend is an estate planning attorney that they've got a lawyer they can call 24/7, and they find out all often too late. And that's just not how the legal system works any more than the way the medical system works or any other system. So we appreciate what each and every one of you do when you bravely go out there and share the Legal Shield story. Thank you, James, for offering some insight, some advice, but also some inspiration to go out there and do the work. Thanks again, sir. We're going to keep the call moving along. I promise this next speaker that we're going to go to him right away. So let me remind you, we don't always promote. We don't always promote who you're going to hear and see at our trainings and on our calls. That's why you have to be here with us. So, ladies and gentlemen, I was privileged to attend an event that this gentleman put on with his business partner in Raleigh, North Carolina, just a few short weeks ago, and I took pages and pages of notes. You heard myself and others come back from that millennial leadership event talking about the inspiration and just the content, just the tons of content we got out of that. As a matter of fact, I'll say this. I came out of that more determined to share the story than ever before, more determined to not sit on what I had personally have done in the past, but to help make sure that I am pouring in to the future of this company. And this is a gentleman who now serves to help each and every one of us as Legal Shield's Senior Network Vice President. He's a six-figure income earner as well. So on one hand, he's in Ada, Oklahoma, helping craft the future of this company. but also he's right alongside of us, shoulder to shoulder, doing what matters every single day. And I want to let you know, I've been here 15 years, so I have the privilege of seeing this gentleman come along. And I'll tell you one thing that matters so much to me, you all know, is that we believe wholeheartedly that the people that plug into the events and understand that events are at the center of what we do, they simply have the most success. So this is a gentleman I've seen at every national and international event. He's been at every regional event around the country as a field leader, showing up and bringing more and more people each and every time. He understands how powerful what we do is, and he understands that we all have this incredible opportunity to pay it forward, and that's what he's here to do for you tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the Success Team Call, Mr. Justin Peterson. Mr. Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Tanner. I appreciate that welcome. I feel like I have to perform at a higher level now after you introduced me that way. I want to say thank you for letting me kind of hijack the call for just a few very, very brief minutes. And I want to give a reminder to the veterans on the call, and I want to share a business hack with the new associates on the call. Which is the power of live events, in particular the corporate events. And the reason why I say that is because as we are out doing the day-to-day, the week-to-week necessary reps, so to speak, in our business, like what the gentleman before me was talking about, you know, sharing the story at a B&I group, going to networking events, hosting briefings, PBRs, just meeting somebody at a Starbucks, whatever it may be, the reps that are necessary to complete your business workouts, you know, what's just as beneficial to the growth in your business, to the growth in your muscles, if we're using a gym analogy, is the rest and recovery, and also what you pour into your muscles after they've been torn apart. So the supplements and the proteins and the nutrition is very necessary after workout in order to allow your muscles to grow bigger and stronger the next time. So I equate these larger events to feeding your body and your muscles the nutrition and the protein and the supplements that are necessary for you to come back and build bigger and stronger leaving the events, only they're more like performance-enhancing drugs, if we're being honest, that are not only legal, but they're encouraged, okay? Because there is an intangible, energetic magic that happens at these larger events. And it's because of the concept of the mastermind that we learn about in Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, which is literally another mind that is made up of multiple people thinking along the same wavelength. Now, at these conventions, we're not brainstorming, we're not collaborating necessarily, but we're all thinking, we're all feeling, we're all absorbing, we're all aligned in the same mission while we're in the same physical space. And the physical space is what's most important to allow this energetic magic to be poured into you, kind of like nutrition poured into your muscles after you've been repping them all day, all week, all month at the gym. It's very necessary. And what I can tell you is that, you know, you hear a bunch of things like big decisions are made at big events. Not everybody who's at the big events are making a lot of money, but everyone's making a lot of money or at the events. The reality of the situation is it's just a necessity. If you want to achieve any amount of success in this business, whatever your dreams are, whatever's on your vision board, one of the very simple and, in fact, very enjoyable requirements, mandatory things that you must complete is just going to these events and being open-minded, being present, and having the right intention to absorb the right things out of it, okay? And so I say that it's a hack because it's fun. It's enjoyable, and you learn so much from going there. You know, the details, you can find all that stuff online. That's October 3rd, 4th, and 5th in Salt Lake City. And this is not just like an international convention 2.0. This is a leadership-specific event. And we have, just from a corporate perspective, some things that you don't hear about in the field. But Jeff Bell is, while he doesn't recruit into the Legal Shield like associate base, he is definitely a recruiter. All of the new faces inside of Legal Shield Corporate, Jeff is recruiting from Microsoft. He's recruiting from Jeep and Ford. We have a new vice president of whatever her title is, that she's in charge of these big events. Her name's Tina Gassetta, and she's been working with Jeff for over a decade. And guys, she is a boss lady. Like, the stuff that she's bringing into this new convention is so cool, and it's refreshing too. So this won't be like every other event that you've been to. If you happen to be a seasoned associate, expect new and exciting things. And of course, the content's being put together by Darnell self and all the leadership, so you know it's going to be fantastic. But long and short of it is, think about this as your performance enhancing drug and your nutrition and supplementation for your Legal Shield muscles. After you've been working them out in the gym for months and months and months, go recover, go rest, go get reinvigorated with the magic of these events, and allow that to hack your business so you can take things to the next level. Mr. Tanner, that's kind of my spiel for the events. If you want to achieve your goals, you just got to be there and know that they're fun. Is there anything that I'm missing or any questions that you have about it that I can answer before I pass it back to you?
Hey, Mr. Peterson, thank you so much. And listen, I don't want to put you on the spot because we didn't talk about this between or before, but you had mentioned in Raleigh that there would be some events around the event. Is that something that you're able to talk about?
So what I mentioned from Raleigh was there's going to be some breakouts for the corporate initiatives like Legal Shield en Español, Ladies of Justice, and the Millennial Movement. So the Millennial Movement one that I talked about specifically, it's still tentative for Friday evening. Now, I will say, with all respect and transparency, that corporate is making this an age-restricted event. So we will be checking IDs, and not in the way that you normally approach checking IDs. I've been tasked with reducing the average age of new associates being recruited into Legal Shield. So I'll get you guys the details for that for those of you who qualify for it. But those are the events that I was talking about. We're going to have a ton of fun. You know, as far as the Millennial Movement event, we're going to have like a main stage takeover late night on Friday night. We're going to have our own DJ. We're just going to have a blast. So I'll be promoting for that over the next coming months, but thank you for the opportunity to mention on your call, and thank you a ton for allowing me to hijack it for a few minutes.
Thank you so much, and we'll let you go. We'll let you get back to your family. Thanks again for spending a few minutes with us, and we'll all see you in Salt Lake City soon enough. So appreciate you, and we'll see you there. And some of us will see you next week when we party down in Cabo San Lucas. So we're going to keep going with the call. Again, thanks very much, Justin Peterson. And folks, as I said, you know, you want to be here with your whole team, because we don't always have the ability to say for a week in advance, hey, this is who's going to be on the call, because a lot of these folks are very, very busy and they're time constrained, and it's a matter of just popping them in whenever we can get somebody on the call, especially the next gentleman you're going to hear from, somebody who is absolutely on fire and busy and is always somewhere else, usually in his car, on his way to or from something, building his business and building it seriously and professionally. You know, some people are coachable, and I talk a lot about being coachable. Some people are so coachable, though, that you have to – sometimes it's shocking when you go back and say, wow, he followed it exactly as it was laid out. He didn't deviate. He didn't create half steps in the middle. He didn't look for a shortcut around the parts that seemed challenging. He followed the process. And that's why this gentleman and his incredible wife are such a dynamic and successful power couple in this business. And we're so grateful to have on the call. I'm going to be turning it over to $200,000 ring earner, Mr. Adam Thompson. Adam?
Thank you so much, Mr. Tanner. That's an amazing introduction, and I always will try and keep on trying to live up to them. The first thing I want to do is deflect and bob and weave, and I want to go straight to one of our rising stars, a gentleman who attended an event with me this past Thursday, past Friday, a training event in Nashville, Tennessee. This guy is part of Clay Maria Lancaster's organization here in Kentucky. He's a genuine all-around, just a stand-up guy. He's active Army reservist. One of the things I appreciated the most about meeting him recently. And then I found out on Friday he's actually a pilot, and actually like a real pilot. So I know he's headed for the sky. He's climbing to the top. Again, one of our rising stars, Mr. Steve Brock. Steve, if you don't care, just speak for just a moment about the benefits and the takeaways that you got from attending this live employee benefit certification training from master trainer Mr. Bill Stovall. If you ever get a chance, do whatever it takes. Sell the house, sell the car, sell the kids to attend these type of events when they're trained by these type of people. Steve, just for a second, we appreciate any thoughts you might have on last Friday's event.
Oh, well, thanks, Adam. I appreciate it. Yes, Bill Stovall, if you get a chance to see Bill in action. You won't be disappointed. I don't care if you have to go break the wife's piggy bank open and get the admission fee. It's definitely worth it. He provided some outstanding training. You know, and part of the B2B training, it's an awesome tool to have in your tool bag, because I also learned that, you know, there's networkers out there, and then there's also people that may not be their grind, and they really prefer the B2B. So you've got to find, you know, what fits you, and also the B2B, you know, is an amazing tool to leverage yourself. And also, Bill brought so many tips and techniques on how to sell it. You know, you've got the textbook, and then you have an amazing instructor like Bill, and he gives you so much, so many information nuggets that you take away from that, like the script journal. You know, having a journal just to write down your stories and write down your scripts that you hear, and interacting with so many great people in those classes, you hear phenomenal stories coming out of that as well. And, you know, at the end of the day, money changes hands whenever we solve problems. And people pay you for you to solve their problem. You have a primary skill, and you need to hone that skill. So you've got to go to training every chance you get, sharpen your saw, and you got to stay engaged. And like the previous speaker was saying, you grow your business from big event to big event, and it is. It's like an injection of amazing. So, hey, I appreciate the opportunity to speak. And, Adam, thank you so much for inviting me on a half day's notice to the training. I saw it, and I was like, I'm there. So, appreciate it, guys.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Well, Steve, thank you so much. And I just wanted to follow up with what you were saying. I agree 100%. You know, we were taught Friday and for years now, if you do this business, it will work. Right, it's like an old computer statement from the 80s and 90s before the internet. They call them if-then statements, right? Millennials, Google it, right? So if you do this, then that will happen, the cause and effect. If you work this business and just follow the system. You know, Bill talked about the uncertainty or the fear gives us paralysis, right? And in our line of work across all channels, that phone, that telephone, that reach out to someone else might feel paralyzing. It might feel like the phone weighs 1,000 pounds, as they say. But Bill was showing us that the math, right, his way of saying doing the work, the actual numbers, the math brings certainty. So for your notes, the uncertainty gives paralysis, but the math brings the certainty. Bill also taught us, just super brief before I jump off here, to not be that second person in the argument. He talked about selling to and our networking side, the team building side, working with. So selling to and working with the willing. Don't be that second person in an argument. Just agree with them and move on. He talked about the people that have, you know, logic. I think it's the type A people. The will, right? What I call the mic drop in our service offering, the last will and testament, all the estate planning. The will levels everything. The will levels it all. It gives everyone in the room a logical reason to pull the trigger. Something else that we talked on a lot, and I'll encapsulate it in seconds, which is how wonderful the new ID Shield offerings are, what they're monitoring, what they're alerting us to, tons of great stuff. And I'll be transparent and tell you, you know, I guess I'll put out my own shortcomings. I wasn't up to date on all that stuff. I really did some research, and I'm blown away, again, at how we're keeping top of class. Lastly, I just wanted to say that what we have here, and it's one thing for us to fall in love with it and drink the wonderful Kool-Aid as it were, right? And I'll say that because no one else will. But I'm telling you right now, based on the numbers, Legal Shield and ID Shield are the top two benefits in the voluntary space nationwide, meaning everyone wants and needs what we have, and people are going crazy for it. Mr. Tanner, thanks for the seconds that we had. I appreciate it, and I'm all ears for the rest of the call.
Adam Thompson, thank you so much. Steve Brock, thank you. Thanks, guys, for not only for attending that, but bringing the passion back. And listen, you know, what you'll notice is they did not try to bring back to you the content, because it's just not possible. And that's why whether it's Justin Peterson or James Paris or Adam Thompson or anybody I could bring on this call, they're going to tell you, and I select people that show up at everything. Kurt Jones would be a great person to bring on the call. I know Kurt's on listening live, talking about the power of being at these events, of creating a rhythm of showing up, immersing yourself in the information, the content, the strategy, the inspiration, all of it, and then going back out in your marketplace and then executing on that. So thanks again to everybody. I'm gonna pivot, and I'm going to talk about incentives because it's been just a big day. Now, it's now, if you're listening live alongside of us, it's now 7:30 p.m. Eastern. And so by now, I'm probably not the first person to talk to you about these incentives that were announced today. I just want to frame them for you. I think that it's easy to get excited about money, and I like to look at these, after all these years of doing this, I like to look at an incentive when it comes out and say, what is the behavior that that the company is trying to create in the field? So we're in the field. What is the behavior that they're trying to create with an incentive? Like, what is the purpose on – what are they thinking when they come up with this? What do they want me to do so that I can go and do that thing and then get those dollars and teach you how to do that thing so that you can get those dollars? But it's not about the dollars. It's about the activity that is central to reaching a goal for the company, okay? So probably that didn't make any sense. I just heard myself the way I described that, and I doubt that that landed anywhere near what I meant for it to be. The point is, I like to start with, what is it that they're trying to achieve at the company? Well, I know what the company needs. As we grow the base of members, subscribers, see, we have this incredible offering that and you've heard me talk about this. You've heard other people talk about this. It seems too good to be true when you look at it. Then you get educated. You go through our first step training. You learn how it all works and what it does. And then you start to understand, okay, it seems too good to be true, but it is true. And it's proven. Nearly 50 years in business, it's proven. And the money is there to pay the attorneys and to pay us and we're not going to – there's no concern about shortages of dollars, that's for sure. For those of you that don't understand, Legal Shield is worth about $1.2 billion. We're owned by a private equity firm called Stone Point Capital. Stone Point Capital manages $17 billion in assets, of which Legal Shield is $1.2 billion of that $17 billion. So money's not an issue. Marketplace is not an issue. The marketplace is wide open. People do not know we exist. We used to market a service that was a phenomenal service, but it was not nearly as phenomenal as what this is today. And as far as accessible service, you know, we used to give out a plastic laminated membership card with the phone number to your law firm and your member number on it. And then you would, as a member, you'd probably lose the card, right? So now we have this incredible mobile app, interactive and intuitive. So you get a ticket, you take a picture of the ticket, it goes to the law firm. Law firm knows who you are because of the app. They go right to work on the ticket. You don't have to mail it, fax it, try to figure out how to get it to the law firm. Just you can do that from the side of the road before you pull away while the ink is still wet on the ticket. You can start your legal documents. You could fill out your will questionnaire right from your mobile phone. So we have this incredible product offering, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that. I just wanted to point out we have this incredible product offering. Millions of people have no idea we exist. People are turning of age. They're becoming age of majority, 18, 26, whatever. They need their own legal plan. They're becoming of age faster than we're selling memberships. And now we're opening more marketplaces, all of Canada to be open. The UK opening. That's Wales, Scotland, England, Northern Ireland. And I'm missing one. Wales, Scotland, England, Northern Ireland. It'll come to me. Okay. So the point here is, what does the company need? Well, we need more people to help us build more membership base, to educate more people, to tell the Legal Shield story. Because Legal Shield has the money to give us for commissions, overrides, incentives. They have the attorneys standing by to serve these members at the highest level. So everything is in place and at scale. We just need the members for that scale. We need to go from 1.4, 1.5, 1.7, 1.9, 2.5, 25 million, 35 million, and continue to grow the subscriber base because there is no pinch point in our ability to serve those customers. I want to make sure you understand that. There's no point where it's like, well, there's too many customers. We can't serve them. We have been through those growing pains. Some of that was done before I was born. So this is a business at scale that needs the customers at scale. The way we get those customers is that there is not enough of you and I, field associates, independent associates of Legal Shield, There's not enough of us. There's not enough of us to tell the story. And also, we rapidly have people move out of activity. And we don't talk about this a lot, but it's the truth. We have people move out of activity because of residual income. People get to $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 a month in residual income, and we celebrate that, and we're grateful for that. There's many people on the call right now that are in that position. But sometimes that creates less urgency to go out there and serve the next member, open the next group, write up the next small business owner, and that's okay too, because you have done the work and protected, you've built legacy income. But understand that we have pressure there, and we have pressure on new people that have not yet learned how to believe in themselves, have not yet learned how to be coachable and follow a proven success system. So we need more people than we have today, and that's going to continue to be an issue. And right now, Legal Shield has put together this incentive program to incentivize you and I to go out and let more people know about the Legal Shield opportunity, to pay forward what was done for you, to pay forward what was done for us. Somebody told us about the opportunity. They told us about the membership, but then they also educated us that, hey, if you're going to tell somebody about Legal Shield anyway, join us as an associate, start a Legal Shield business. It's $99 one time. And because you're involved in the business, you can get paid the commissions when somebody subscribes. It's an incredible, it's just a phenomenal and fair thing. And so as we have more associates in the field producing, the membership base grows, everything grows, the company grows, the revenue grows, the attorneys make more income, you and I make more income, we continue to offer more and more coverages in the existing product lines to improve our product offerings more and more. You know, now you have the mobile app, Amazon Alexa, you have all these ways you can access your law firm, and it's just incredible. But it starts with needing more Legal Shield associates to tell that story. We need more people in this community of advocates. And so that's why when I say to you, let's figure out what is it the company is trying to achieve with this incentive program. That's why I want to just kind of frame this for you. Because when you look at Fired Up for Fast Start, you say to yourself, okay, it's just more money. You could easily dismiss that and go back to what you were going to do. Like right now, you might be brand new, and today's your first day, and you're excited because you found out that something you were going to do anyway now pays more. Like instead of earning that $200 bonus for getting Fast Start qualified, you found out today that you can get $300 for that. And your sponsor's happy because they also are going to get a matching bonus of $300. So now, wow, it's like $300 instead of $200. That's great. But that's not really the driver of this incentive. See, what we're asking you to do with this incentive is, yes, pick up those $300. You Fast Start qualified. Protect a family, protect multiple families, get to that $60 in premium, but share the opportunity. See, that's what we're being incentivized to do. Help the company have more associates. Now, I once worked in a company many, many years ago before I started my Legal Shield career. And in that company, they were at one point aggressively recruiting. They needed more people. And that company offered us a referral of $50 if we referred them somebody that they hired, and they gave us that $50 if that person stayed for at least 90 days. So after 90 days, if I referred a friend that got hired at that company, they gave me $50 one time. But if you refer somebody to Legal Shield, if you refer a friend to join us in this business, to share the Legal Shield story, well, you, first of all, now you're a sponsor. And the cool thing about being a sponsor is normally it's a $200 matching bonus for not just recruiting somebody, but helping them get plugged into calls like this and our training so they can learn how to sell their first few memberships so that they can get Fast Start qualified, so they can earn a $300 bonus. And you get one too. And that's what's so exciting about this. You get that bonus, and you're coded to that person for life for overrides and additional incentives and bonuses. And what did you do? Simply didn't keep the opportunity a secret. And I think that's worth talking about because Legal Shield needs more associates, and they're going to get more associates. The reality is we talk on Monday nights about building an international, world-class professional team. And I talk about that knowing full well that there are people on this call that have their arms folded and they're saying, well, I don't want to recruit. You know, I don't want to recruit anybody. I've looked at businesses. We had to recruit people. I don't want to recruit people. And I get it because I used to say that. For years I said that because I thought it meant something different. I thought it meant convincing somebody to do something they don't want to do. And what I realized later on was that what I was doing was I was keeping from people the story of the full Legal Shield story, which included the membership and the opportunity. And who am I to do that? Shame on me for doing that. So I believe wholeheartedly in keeping the membership at the center of everything we do, because there is no opportunity. Right before the call tonight, I was talking to a gentleman, getting him started on our first step training. And I said to him, what I'm going to say to you, there is no opportunity here for you if you don't get excited about the membership. You must learn about the membership, want to own the membership, use the membership. Otherwise, there is no opportunity, because that's at the center of what we do. But isn't it great to extend their knowledge beyond the membership to the opportunity as well? Because folks, the people that you share the membership with are going to tell people about their experiences. And they should not have to find out 10 years later, like I did, 10 years later, that all of those people they referred, in my case, my mother, my grandparents, friends, coworkers, those were the people I told that signed up, that own membership, some of them to this day. And guess what? Somebody else got that commission because nobody ever told me about the opportunity. They only told me about the membership, and I'm grateful they told me about the membership. But the point is that we as a company, that's why I want to talk to you about incentives, but I want to go beyond that. I want to go into why, what's behind a company the size of Legal Shield that's a billion-dollar company with these multiple billions behind it. What's the driver? Why is recruiting so important? It's because there's simply not enough of us telling the story every day. Tonight, businesses are turning off their lights and locking their door, and the owners are going home, and they're still not protected with a small business legal plan. And that is an absolute shame. And as thousands of people are identity theft victims every single day, and they're being bombarded with misinformation about protections from their bank and other products and promises from companies that they're going to stand beside them when they become a victim, only to find out that they're not going to stand beside them. There's nothing those companies can do once you're a victim. They're only there to monitor and inform you about what you should do when you're a victim. That's not the time for people to find out that they could have had ID Shield. You see, there's not enough of us telling the story. There's just simply not. And every day in every part of the United States and Canada, people are being treated unfairly, talked down to, talked over, pushed aside, because they simply don't have the financial ability to access their rights. And what we do levels that playing field. It takes financials out of the equation. As a member, you have equal access to justice. You have unlimited consultation. You can get advice from real attorneys. Get documents reviewed so you know what you're signing. Have somebody advocate for you and speak up for you when somebody's not treating you right. That's what we do. And the reason we recruit is because there's not enough of us to do it. Now, you can flip that. You can say the reason I recruit is because I want to get incredibly wealthy in override income. You can say the reason I'm building a team is because I want to build leverage and I want to earn massive income from a sales team, a sales force in other states and provinces. You can say it like that. You can look at it like that. But I can promise you this, that for the folks that focus on what it does for them instead of what it does for the individual, ultimately they're building that business on sand. If you want to build a business that will stand the test of time, that will not just be here as long as you and I are here, but that will be here later. You know, we have the leaders and pioneers of Legal Shield. Some of them have left us years ago and some decades ago. And yet their businesses continue to sustain and grow because they built them on a solid foundation. And that solid foundation is not recruiting because of what it does for you, but recruiting because of what it means to the individuals that you and I would never individually reach on our own, but we can sleep at night saying, because I built a team, even though I live in Boston, somebody in Miami is protected tonight. Because I built a team, even though I live in Boston, somebody in Portland, Oregon is protected tonight. That is what is at the center of recruiting. That is what we do and why we do it. And for the people that get that vision, which for most of you, you'll need live events. You'll need more training. You'll need more calls like this. When you get that servant's vision of your business, You will recruit regardless of incentives. You will recruit no matter what the company offers up. You will keep recruiting as an urgency and as the focus for you, not for what it does for you, but because you watch how people take this opportunity, this vehicle, and change their whole lives with it. Where you'll watch people that will take this opportunity and serve their communities with it. Where you'll watch people grow as individuals into completely different people because of the access to mentors and everything that comes that's not in the brochure, but that you get as a Legal Shield associate. Millionaires and mentors that can't wait to pour into you every opportunity they get. Folks, that's the business you're a part of. It's a billion-dollar business, and it's a small community of people that cheer each other on. It gets to be both at the same time. It's a big business where you get to be the CEO of an international concern, growing every single day, building legacy, recurring income, but also serves at the street level and acknowledges that every membership that we write every single day is a ripple in the pond to changing our world, bringing equality and peace to the individuals that are members, bringing the ability for people to stand with their heads up and their shoulders back, for people to become empowered entrepreneurs. What you do matters. These are incredible incentives, and I recommend that you log into your Success Team back office, and for those of you that are associates, you'll have your toolbar available to you. Just click on the docs on demand. The team docs, you'll see that there's two documents, both about the Fast Start Builders program, one called Builder's Bonus. It talks about the bonus dollars being paid out to the platinum, bronze, executive director, senior director, and senior managers, which totals hundreds of dollars in additional income for helping people join our business and make those first important steps to success. You'll see that there is incredible bonus dollars for you to do what you were going to do anyway, to build your business, to protect a family, to open a group, to serve a small business owner, to talk to a friend, to sit down and show somebody what their exposure is when it comes to identity theft and legal issues, and how what we do can be the solution. They're incredible incentives. And in black and white, they're all very clear in the flyers. But understand that the core of this is not the dollars. It's the motivation that the company is trying to provide to us to go out there and share the opportunity to build this army of advocates, of people telling Harlan Stonecipher's story, about continuing to level the playing field for the people that matter the most. Go out there. Today is July 1st and it's Monday. It's an incredible day for you to make all of your dreams come true, starting with today. Be tenacious and gritty. Have audacious goals. Seek help from the people around you so that you can achieve them. But keep a servant's heart in everything you do as you build this great business. Thank you so much to all of the folks that contributed to the call this evening. Have a great night.